Hey everyone, it's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. We're diving deep into something that probably hits a little too close to home for most of us. Self-sabotage. You know, those sneaky little patterns that keep popping up, whispering doubts in your ear, and somehow managing to mess things up even when you're trying your absolute best. Ever felt like you were running on a treadmill, going nowhere fast? That's often the vibe with self-sabotage. But guess what? We can break free from these shackles and finally start moving forward. This isn't about beating ourselves up or adding more pressure to the plate. This is about understanding those patterns, recognizing the triggers that set them off, and learning to respond in ways that empower us instead of hold us back. Think of it like this. You wouldn't stay in a relationship with someone who constantly put you down or held you back, right? So why treat ourselves any differently? Okay, let's get into 5 key takeaways to help you start dismantling those self-sabotaging patterns and reclaim your power. Number 1, awareness is everything. Seriously, it's like the first step in solving any puzzle. Start paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. When do you find yourself slipping into negative patterns? What triggers those reactions? Once you know your enemy, you can start strategizing your attack plan. Number 2, challenge those limiting beliefs. We all have those little voices in our heads that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. But those voices are just loud whispers. They don't define who we are. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, those beliefs are based on old stories, past experiences, or even societal pressures, not facts about your amazing self. Number 3, practice self-compassion. We're all human and we make mistakes. It's part of the learning process. Instead of beating yourself up over a slip-up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Remember that setbacks are opportunities to learn and grow, not reasons to give up on yourself. Number 4, celebrate your successes big and small. It's so easy to focus on what we haven't accomplished yet, but it's crucial to acknowledge our wins along the way. Every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. This helps build momentum and keeps you motivated when things get tough. And finally, number 5, remember that progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel unstoppable, and days when you want to crawl under the covers. That's totally normal. The key is to keep moving forward, even if it's just one small step at a time. You got this. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation. You've put in the work, you know your stuff, but suddenly, those self-sabotaging thoughts creep in. What if I mess up? What if people laugh at me? These thoughts can paralyze you, leading to procrastination or even avoiding the presentation altogether. But by applying these 5 tips, you can start rewiring your brain. You become aware of these negative thoughts, challenge their validity, and practice self-compassion. You celebrate all the small wins along the way, like finishing a key slide or practicing your delivery, and remember that progress isn't always perfect. When it comes time for the presentation, you step up with confidence and deliver. See? It's about taking control of those thoughts and turning them into stepping stones. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to overcome self-sabotage and break free from those negative patterns. Remember, this isn't a one-time fix, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep learning and growing. You are capable of amazing things. Now I want to hear from you. What self-sabotaging patterns have you noticed in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to Let That Stuff Go for daily doses of inspiration and practical tips to help you navigate life with more ease and joy. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.